Do we really need to upgrade? Maybe not. We were our own worst enemy because we wanted to move. We needed more space. We needed different types of amenities, but we were settling. Welcome back to another episode of Finance with Fernando. I am your host, Fernando, the Mortgage Maverick Ticuna, here in Fernando's Hideaway, my downstairs bar, to talk to you existing homeowners that are waiting to purchase real estate. What are you doing? Why are you waiting? Let me guess. You looked at a million different homes. You got shut out. People pay cash. You lost the bid by $5,000. Rates are high. Home values are high, right? It's all this negative stuff, right? You're just tired of looking. Well, listen up. I'm going to tell you my personal story really quick. I looked for 4 years to buy a new home, and I just closed on it. Yes, 4 years. It took me 4 years. Now, my search changed over the past 4 years. Number one, 4 years ago was the year before COVID, right? So COVID wasn't even on the plate at that point, and rates were not really low the way they were during COVID. When COVID hit, we aggressively started looking, got outbid a ton of times, missed out on a ton of homes, should have probably just bid up 20 or 30 grand and we would have won those homes. But at the time, we were thinking, you know what? We have a house. We've lived in this house for multiple years. Do we really need to upgrade? Maybe not, right? And we were our own worst enemy because we wanted to move. We needed more space. We needed different types of amenities, but we were settling, right? We were comfortable where we are. Now, this is the thing. That word comfortable is your enemy in any way, shape, or form in life, whether it's business or your personal life, right? Because when you become comfortable, things happen. You know, if you have a spouse and you become comfortable, you guys end up losing romance. If you're in business and you become comfortable, you end up losing that drive of winning or achieving more, right? And moving up in life, in your personal life, right? So comfort is never a good thing, right? It's a good thing to be comfortable when you're unwinding at night. But when you're stagnant in life, that's not a good thing, right? So you have to make sure that that comfort level is adjusted. Now, I say this because it has been an emotional battle for me as a mortgage person, as a real estate agent, and as a home buyer and investor throughout the past 4 years. It's been very, very difficult. So I could empathize with anyone watching who owns real estate, who may be looking to buy real estate or invest in real estate. I know what you're going through. I'm going through it myself, and I've been going through it for years. But this is the thing. I don't stop. I never stop. I got a super high rate on the house that I just closed on 3 weeks ago. Do I care? Of course I do. My payment's higher. Can I afford it? Yes, I can. So I still bought it. And that's the thing. It depends on what your acceptance is in buying something new, right? If you could afford a payment at 7%, but you really wanted that payment at 3%, listen, 3% isn't the reality right now. You have to deal with the reality. Now, the thing is that the house that I just recently purchased, did I overpay for it? Possibly. Now, I sold my house and gained more money than what I thought I would as well, right? So the money that I was able to receive for the house that I sold kind of went into the purchase, right? And I had that wiggle room to say, okay, if I spend X amount of dollars over, I made X amount more on the sale of my property. So if you're an existing homeowner and you're going to sell something eventually to buy something new, you have to keep that in mind as well. Now, if you're buying an investment property or a second home, it's pretty simple to kind of figure out if it makes sense. What I love about investment properties and investment real estate is the fact that if the numbers don't work, you don't buy it, right? It's as simple as that. If the acquisition price is too high and you're not making enough money on the rent roll, then it's not for you. Okay. But if you're buying a house to live in and you're going to transport your family, the one thing that I kept reminding myself throughout the process of looking for the past 4 years, and my wife and I said it almost weekly towards the end of us, you know, finding our new home, was, can you believe that now we are able to do this in the new house? We have this amount of space. We have this luxury. We don't have to worry about this. You know, so the thing is when we were in our old house, it was a beautiful home. It fit us perfectly for so many years, but eventually we outgrew it. We needed a larger kitchen. We needed, you know, a different type of property for different types of amenities. We needed just various things because our life changed over 9 years. So as an existing homeowner, someone who just bought in this market and got a rate over 7%, right, I'm not regretting me doing it. I love the new home. We're in my new bar. It's an amazing space. My family loves it. My cats even love it. My animals adore the house as well. They have a ton of freedom. They could run around. And if you know me, I'm an animal person. I love to give them that freedom and have them enjoy life too. So it goes back to what I say all the time. Don't wait to invest in real estate. Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. And this market is something that we're battling versus economics, supply and demand, right? So the longer you wait, I think the more you pay in price. And if you're worried about the interest rate, be aware that that is going to decrease over time once inflation is curbed, because we can't keep going with this type of inflation. Everything is way too expensive and something has to be done. Keep in mind 2024 is an election year, so I think we're going to see things turn around next year into 2025. So that being said, if you're looking to buy a home, don't take yourself out of the market. You want to take a breather and you want to gather yourself emotionally. I get it. I don't blame you. Have a glass of wine. Do something you enjoy to take a load off and de-stress. But never stop looking. Never stop. Because the moment you stop is when your dream home comes available and you're not there to buy it. And that's what almost happened to us. We almost stopped in June. We found our house in July. Luckily, we were still looking. It came to me in an email on a whim. We went and looked at it the day it started. It hit the market. We ended up having an accepted offer 4 days later. And we paid over. We paid $50,000 over the ask price, but we won it. And at that point, I was like, you know what? $50,000 over 30 years is a drop in the bucket, right? So hopefully this hits home with you. You listen to me and you actually stay in the market. And I'm not saying this from a business aspect. The fact that I do mortgages and I have a real estate license, it's just my personal feeling. It's the way I'm living life right now. We're closing on another investment property towards the end of this month. And you know, there's a lot of money going out and people are like, are you buying real estate at the right time? And I'm like, it's always the right time to buy real estate. So if you have any questions, feel free to DM me, follow me on social media at Real Mortgage Maverick. I'll help you finance your first and next and last home. I'll catch you on the next one.